Tech Show Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Hey, Luke, you got something to add?
Yeah, just wanted to add, we had a caller call in just recently during that last segment, but he could not join us on air at the time. So Tom from Madison wanted to contribute. He was talking about what you and Wisco Paul were discussing a little bit about how Wisconsin has had some giants in the past, especially in the Republican Party. And he wanted your two cents on what you thought dark money and the role of the Koch brothers and Citizens United and all of those decisions around dark money have affected the change of the Republican Party here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's an excellent. Thanks, Tom Madison, for phoning that in. It's changed it immeasurably. And let me give you some specific examples. When Bill Proxmire was senator, he spent, I think it was less than $100. What he did is he mailed back contributions. Somebody would send him a contribution, he'd mail it back. And what he did was he just went around the state by himself without staff, and he went everywhere. He shook like 3 million hands. Many people I know of my vintage shook hands with him at a Kohl's store or anywhere. He just would walk up and shake a lot of hands. And people revered him. You can't do that now. And the problem with dark money is Citizens United, that case is what, a little over 10 years ago, changed everything. It said that corporations are people and money is speech. Well, corporations aren't people and money isn't speech, okay? Corporations in the law are kind of fake constructs to preserve immunity from liability, but they're not human beings. They're not human beings. And what happened when Citizens United came, it opened up the floodgates. In the Buckley v. DiVillo decision back, I think it was in the 1970s, they said that an individual could spend as much of his own money because it was his money. Okay, I didn't agree with that either, but okay. Now they're saying any individual can spend as much of his own money as he wants. And we have people giving hundreds of millions of dollars to the Republican Party. And the way they swamp people is, you know, you're a guy from Ladysmith, or you're somebody from Hayward, or you're Republican, but basically you're moderate. And they come in and say, you're going to vote for this. Well, these donors are going to pump hundreds of thousands of dollars in your district. They're going to be on TV in Eau Claire and Wausau 24/7. They're going to have full page ads in every paper and say this about you. And you say, well, but it's not true. It doesn't matter if it's true. Everybody's going to read it for months and you will no longer be in the legislature. And that's what they do. That's what they do. Citizens United has got to be repealed. My preference is having it repealed by a Supreme Court, some Biden appointees, because Citizens United overturned Supreme Court decisions and congressional decisions from the last 100 years. They basically said all those people were wrong. Are you kidding me? Why do justices in 2010 think they're smarter than every Supreme Court justice and congressman in the previous 100 years? It would be very easy for Supreme Court to say Citizens United was an outlaw decision. We can find it to its time and facts. And going forward, money is not speech. Corporations are not people. As simple as that. The other thing is, you're still supposed to be against the law for foreigners to contribute. Well, let me tell you something. There are billionaires, autocrats, that are pro-Russian Ukrainians and Russians who simply have gotten U.S. citizenship, dual citizenship, say with Britain and the U.S. They don't even have to come here very much. They pump money in. Take a look at the votes of the Republican Party. The votes of the Republican Party are scared. They're running scared votes. They're very, very pro-Rusky, very anti-American. They're just following the money. They're following the money. Got to get rid of Citizens United. Got to get rid of the dark money. It seems like a no-brainer. That was the law of the United States for 100 years. And one court, in a split opinion, just said, nah, we don't agree with any of those guys. We don't agree with the doctrine of stare decisis, Latin term that means stands decided. If they've already decided it, they're not supposed to overturn it, except in an extreme case, like the segregation cases. There was a case in the 1890s, Plessy v. Ferguson, that said separate but equal is okay on trains. You could have black people in one car and white people in another car. Brown v. Board of Education in 1954 overturned that concept, said no, separate but equal is not okay. Okay, then you get rid of stare decisis because there's bad precedent. But here for 100 years, you have several Supreme Courts and Congresses say money is not speech and corporations are not people. And you overturn that to benefit the Republican Party. That's what's happened. Got to get out. And it's changed the character of it. You're never going to have a Lee Dreyfus again. I don't think you'll have a Tommy Thompson again. You're certainly not going to have a Fighting Bob LaFault in the Republican Party anymore with all the dark money coming in to squash him. And it will squash him. It will squash him. Thank you, Tom, for calling that in. Vital subject, an absolutely vital subject. We have a sad decision that Joe Biden's going to have to make. May 1st is the pullout date from Afghanistan. The minute we pull out all of our troops, and we've been there now for 20 years, the British were there for many years in the 19th century and were driven out. The Ruskies were there and were driven out. We're not being driven out, but do we want a forever war? And the answer is no. But the minute we leave, the Taliban will take the government. They will close down every girls' school. They will murder women who try to get educated. They're Sunni Muslims that are extremely conservative. They will murder Christians. They will murder Shiite Muslims. They'll murder any of the Islamic sects that have sprung up, sort of like during the Reformation in the 16th and 17th century, where different Christian sects sprouted up, like Anabaptists and Quakers and so on. Wipe them all out, and they'll have a rigid theocracy. And people are begging us not to leave. But here's the problem. If you leave too few troops there, they're going to get overwhelmed and killed. If you leave enough there as a garrison, we have a forever war. And they'll just keep sniping at us. They'll send people in Afghan army uniforms that are secretly Taliban and blow themselves up. What do you do? What does Joe Biden do? Joe Biden has said, we probably aren't going to pull out right on May 1st. We can do our best to shore up the Afghan government. But the fact is that every expert that looked at this has said the Afghan government will fall if the U.S. leaves. Taliban will take over. One of the major Afghan generals just a little bit ago defected over to the Taliban. Taliban really were the old Mujahideen whom we supported against the Ruskies back in 1980 and 81. And they succeed in driving the Ruskies out. The Ruskies would go through a mountain pass and the Mujahideen would push boulders on them and all that kind of stuff. What we should have done is supported them partially, but left the Russians strong enough to really whittle down the Mujahideen, because now the Mujahideen are the Taliban. All of this is a long way away. Very, very sad decision. I do not envy Joe Biden having to make that decision. And the final, the skunk of the week, the Republican chairman, the Republican Party, John Ron Wiener in Michigan, referred to the three women, Democrats, attorney general, governor, and secretary of state as witches, ready for burning at the stake, and suggested the assassination of two Republican congressmen, Peter Meyer and Fred Upton, who voted to impeach Donald Trump. And he's still there. He's still there. Isn't anybody going to drive him out, saying that the three highest elected officials who happen to be Democratic women are witches ready for burning at the stake, and two Republicans who voted to impeach Trump, that somehow that they should be assassinated? And he said he was joking and he's not stepping down. Get him out of there. I would frankly prosecute him. He advocated violence. I'm very, very tired of violence. Stand by for some terrific programming today. Terrific programming. Matt Flynn Direct signing off. Back tomorrow, same time, same place.